Let's talk about human resilience, because a less visible effect of Sandy is the mental and emotional toll. That's especially true in Ocean Breeze, Staten Island, which suffered the highest death rate from the storm. Here's Jim O'Grady of our member station WNYC.
Until last October, Santo and Gail Lisa had spent 30 dry years in their house on Ocean View Avenue. But then Sandy pushed a white-capped surge of water down their street.
That's how fast it came in. Boom, boom.
Santo ran outside. He heard a voice from across the street.
I'm standing on my back deck, and I'm hearing a, please help me.
The cry was coming from a house down the hill. He recognized it as the voice of Diane Norris, a 65-year-old woman who lived with her 89-year-old mother, Ella Norris.
Now it's dark, and she's saying, please help me. And I'm saying, where are you at? So she showed me a flashlight.
Santo was less than 100 yards away, but separated by a rush of water 12 feet deep.
I says, you know what? I'm going to get you help. If I can't get there, so I called 911 at least 5 times. And they kept on telling, we're going to get somebody there. We're going to get somebody. I says, listen, I'm a fireman. I know what's going on here. I says, I cannot get there, no matter what. You need a boat, you need a helicopter or something. This woman's going to die. They never got here.
The water was now pushing up through the floorboards, so Santo and Gail climbed up to their second floor bedroom. They later found out that Diane and Ella Norris spent the night clinging to each other as the water rose around them in their dark living room. Before dawn, Ella told Diane, I can't do this anymore, and died in her daughter's arms.
Mother was 89, and I'm pretty sure that water was cold as ice. At 89 years old, I don't think you have the same resistance.
A neighbor rescued Diane from her house the next day. She has since moved about an hour north of New York City.
It's almost a year, and I miss her like the same day it happened. I miss her like crazy. My heart is still broken.
She's still recovering from the trauma. And so are Gail and Santo, who are burdened by survivor's guilt and anger at the wreckage brought by the storm. For weeks, Gail would find herself sitting outside her house, crying. But when someone tried to comfort her,
I would just lash out and, you know, I was like a wreck. And I was more like ranting and carrying on, and I was mad at everything and everybody.
Right after Sandy, the couple moved in with her sister while their house was repaired. That's when Gail sought counseling.
I do group. I do one-on-one. I'm on medication. I'm doing much better. I don't cry every day anymore, and I'm laughing a little bit more, so I'm grateful for that.
She's not alone. A Gallup survey showed that clinical diagnoses of depression increased 25% in zip codes most affected by Sandy. A few weeks ago, in Ocean Breeze, Gail and Santo gathered with their neighbors for a memorial service at the end of their block. A small stone marker was placed in the ground, flanked by flowers and American flags. Engraved on the marker were two names, James Rossi, a neighbor who also drowned in the storm, and Ella Norris. Diane Norris was there.
It was an honor to be honored that way for my mother with the stone and the guards with their rifles and all the people and the politicians. It was a beautiful, beautiful memory.
The neighbors will gather again today on a boardwalk to help dedicate a memorial to all 23 Staten Islanders who died in Superstorm Sandy. For NPR News in New York, I'm Jim O'Grady.